Hello and welcome to the Management Tips podcast series, where each program we invite a distinguished guest to provide us with a management tip. I'm your host, Nick McCormick, and today's guest is Joel Smith. Joel is president and CEO of J.F. Smith & Associates, a strategic advisory firm that provides high-level strategic planning advice coupled with sound functional solutions. Welcome to the program, Joel.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having me this morning.
All right, great. Let's get right to it. Let's hear your management tip.
Well, what we're finding now, especially with our clients, is that many of them are suffering through these hard economic times and often react in the wrong way, and that is to kind of hide their head in the sand and not try to be proactive. What we recommend in our tip is that you be very, very proactive. Look at your strategy. Look at where you are so you're prepared. As the market comes back, you can detect when the market is rebounding and be able to take full advantage of the rebound.
What is your approach to helping clients through the strategy, or even if they do it on their own? What's the best way to handle that?
Well, what we really recommend to our clients and we recommend to your audience is that they use an outsider. The reason for that, and someone who understands how to facilitate, because the company and their executives and managers know their business better than we ever could, but what they don't know is where the solution is, because they're, I guess, can't see the forest for the trees. So what we can do, or a facilitator can do, is ask the right kinds of questions and really drill down into the issues and get an understanding of what's really stopping the company from being successful and being prepared for the upturn.
I know in a lot of cases with strategy, people spend a long time developing strategy. It's tough to get everybody together, the people that you need to get together to come to an agreement and work through the strategy. But once they come up with it, it seems that a lot of companies fall down with the execution. Do you have any tips on how companies can do better with that?
Well, I wanted to actually address the point that you used to introduce your question, and then I would be happy to answer your question. I think there's a couple things that must happen, and that is all the key players, all the key managers need to be interviewed by the facilitator, and then you really just have to go off-site. You have to get the group together. You have to sit around a room. There's no shortcut to this. Take a Saturday and go just off-site and talk through it. And this is the most expedient, most efficient way to develop a plan of action. But the problem then just begins, really, because now you have this wonderful, wonderful plan.
Right.
But the question is, how do we execute? And really, it's if a plan is well designed and has a step-by-step process, and you're really looking at what are the main factors, those things that we can do now that will give us the largest return, and just do it in a very, very orderly step-by-step process. There's really no shortcut to that, but you just have, once you have kind of this roadmap, if you will, it becomes clearer and easier. And of course, in our model, we help with that facilitation. We don't leave our clients just with a wonderful plan.
A lot of times, the execution is left to as side jobs for people within the company. Do you and a lot of times the business of the day, the day-to-day, interferes. Do you recommend that the execution or the project management of the execution of the strategy be handled by a separate person, or can it be handled as a part-time gig?
Well, that's a very, very good point, and that's where a lot of the execution fails. If you kind of look at this as something you kind of have to do and have to work around other things that you have on your plate, because we're all very, very busy in today's corporate world. Companies are very, very lean, and it's very, very difficult to find the time. So the simplistic answer is they must find the time, but I think if a plan's laid out well and you have either an internal, there must be a point person, so someone has to be assigned as kind of the project or program leader, and that can be an inside person. We often recommend using someone from the outside because they don't have the emotional attachment to the issues that an inside person will have. But you go through these things kind of in an orderly step-by-step way with a good process. It doesn't get as much in the way as if you're kind of just trying to attack these things in kind of a random way. So there is no shortcut to this. The company must be fully engaged, or people must be fully engaged, or the plan will fail.
Did you ever, in your travels with various clients, did you ever come across a situation where you recommended a strategy and it got squashed, so it wasn't approved of? Because I can imagine in a lot of cases people come up with strategies and they tend to follow whatever the boss says, or and I guess this goes along with the facilitation, but how have you handled situations like that?
It's actually interesting you mention that, because in one case that I can think of several years ago, the client went off in another direction, and it actually turned out fine, but what happened as a result of the whole process, it made things clearer for them, and even though what we thought was the best strategy as outside consultants, the client saw a little different path, but now because we kind of cleared out all the debris out in front of him, he was able to see this better, in his mind, better way, and it worked out fine. And so we felt that we had given them the means to solve, because in the end, that's all that matters to us in our business, is that we help the client solve the problem.
All right, super. Well, it's time to wrap up the program. Thanks for the great advice, Joel. But before we do, why don't you share with our listeners how they can find out more about you and your company?
Sure. Great, Nick. I appreciate that. JF Smith & Associates is located in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Our phone number is 267-513-1776. There's 9 practice leaders in our group. We have 3 strategic planning consultants, and then to support the plans that we come up with under the strategic planning process, we have 6 practice leaders in the functional areas, and those are finance, HR, IT, marketing, and training. So underlying some of your questions earlier, not only can we help our clients with their plan, but we can also help them execute the plan, which I think is kind of the shortcoming of many, many consulting firms that just focus on giving the client a great plan and saying, here it is, here's this lovely binder, good luck fixing all that. We actually help them with the solution. So we think we've put together a wonderful model.
Okay. Do you have a web address that you'd like to give out?
Oh, sure. It's www.jfsmithassociates.com. That's JF Smith Associates, all one word.
All right, super. Thanks again for being on the program, Joel.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day.
Okay, be good, everybody.